Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly with Daytime After Dark. I am so excited for the interview today because he's one of my favorite kids, grown up, gay in the teenage years. Oh my God, I'm bringing Nadia on first. Hey Nadia.
Hi Carly, how are you?
Good. So I think I can do this one. Okay. So, people, we have the adorable, amazing Hudson West from Zeno Hospital at Big Rubber Morgan. Okay, I know his last name is not really Morgan, people, so don't treat me that, but he is Jason's son. And you know what? He's growing up before a very height. And he's really tall by now, so he's really grown up since we last saw him because of COVID. So let's welcome Hudson, and here we go. Hey, Hudson.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hudson, I would like you to meet my new host, Nadia.
Hi, Hudson. How are you?
I'm great. How are
you? Nice to meet you, too. Good.
Nice to meet you.
All right. That's good to hear.
Nice to meet you, too.
So I will be asking some of the questions, and then Nadia will. And then if we have callers, they will ask you questions. And then the host and co-host will ask you a couple. But since it's my show, I guess, start, you know, with you before anyone else. I just want to say you acting the last 2 weeks has been amazing. First of all,
thank you. Thank you so
much. I'm on Team Jake. I'm mad at Cameron right now. more than words can say, I thought you were going to hit him, and I was yelling at the TV. And people are not condoning violence. Please do not even start with me on that. But for what he said to you, as a big brother, saying this to his little brother was wrong on every account. And yeah, you miss Franco too. I get it. But Jason, your dad, Jason, you know, would die for you, you know, and Danny.
Yeah.
And so when you were doing those scenes, were they hard or were they easy?
Well, it had been a while since I was on that show, and coming right back, they kind of started me off with, you know, a little bit of heavy material. But, of course, you know, it was great to be back. It was fun seeing, you know, Will, seeing my mom, seeing, you know, Becky, and just everybody.
Yeah.
And so you know, it makes it fun. It lightens the mood, you know. And, but, yeah, I mean, it wasn't too hard, but I was expecting something, you know, drama to kick right back in after I just came back after so long. But I was happy to be back, and I'd be happy to do it again.
Well, I, you know, when I saw you coming back, I was so happy because I know I'm not supposed to pick favorites, but you are my favorite rubber brother. I adore you. I love you. I love you from the very beginning of you coming on. You know, character growth has done a great job. And but one thing, you know, General Hospital messed up with, you and Jocelyn used to be friends, you know, way back. You guys did grow up together, but then Jocelyn they aged you a bit, and they did not age you, which didn't make sense, but I'm glad they didn't, because we love you. But Vaseline was sticking up for you, just so you know. She really let, you know, Cameron have it about what he was saying to you. And so you don't have to worry, because season 10, 6 and 2, and I with Dental Hospital will give you and Eden some scenes together, because I think you will kill it together, because, you know, you believed in your dad, you know, right from the start. You know,
yeah.
And everyone else, you know, is kind of getting there, you know, getting there slowly. It's taking some people longer than others. But I just want to tell you, because I know you probably don't watch the show, or maybe you do. Okay. Jason gave you his word that he did not kill Franco. And it's true. Peter August killed Franco. But I don't know if this is a whole setup or what is going on there, but I just want to say that just so you know, he didn't do this. And I loved how you and Steve and Becky, when you went in the jail, even though, you know, Liz said it's not a place for kids, but you really wanted to see your dad. And I love the picture you gave him. I thought that was adorable and amazing. So how is it working with Steve?
Oh, well, you know, Steve was, he's great, you know, going back. He was super excited to see me. I was super excited to see him. I was happy when I got my script, you know, I saw I had a scene with him. And I did know that it wasn't him. Me, I knew it was Peter August. But, you know, once again, like I said, he and Steve was great, and he was super nice, you know, getting to work with Becky and just Will and just everybody. It was so great to be back.
Well, yeah, and, you know, most kids don't visit jail. You know, most people.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought it was important for you to go. And, you know, we missed you during COVID. But, you know, the guidelines were protecting kids, you know, from the COVID. And so when you go back, when you went back, did you have to do the test? And did they make you do the whole fever thing, you know, take your temperature, or how was that?
Yeah, so I was actually working on a couple things while I was doing General Hospital, and, you know, there's a certain amount of times you need to get tested for each day of working on one of them, and it's all overlapping, so I would have to do multiple COVID tests in a day. I'd have to drive to some place, get it stuck up my nose, and then another place, get that stuck up my nose for, like, 2 weeks straight. My nose is getting sore, but yeah, you know, they have to do the whole, you know, all the guidelines, all the CDC stuff. Everybody there has had to get tested multiple times, you know, temperature checks, you know, you wear your mask until right to the moment that they film. You know, you even rehearse with it on. You remain in your, you know, kind of holding area with it on. And so I think they're doing a great job at, you know, abiding by all the CDC rules and that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, for a kid, kids and teenagers, you know, I do not like anything up my nose. I freak out. So you are a lot braver than I am. Where I haven't had to do the COVID test yet and just feeling about it, I'm like, okay, just, you know, they are going to either have to hold me down or sedate me just to get a swab, because I don't know. If for me, this feels uncomfortable, but I want to hand it out to you that you are a very brave person, because I'm not. when it comes to that. I am not at all. So, yeah, and since you do not have that much of a summer, but we haven't had you on in a while, and besides telling your mom I love her, and because she's a great person to work with, getting you always on the show, she always replied back. She's like one of the awesome moms I work with besides Porter's mom. Porter's coming on May 3rd. So, you know, and I miss the Jake and Danny scenes because I think you guys are really great together. So I hope we see that in the near future, too. So what else have you been working on besides Dental Hospital?
Well, I was filming an episode of 911 that is going to come out sometime in April or May. And so that kind of overlaps with General Hospital. And that one's a little bit more like heavy testing, like three times for like each one day that you're on. And so that was where it was mainly tough. I'd have to, you know, do multiple ones in a day just to get on set for one day. And then while I was on set, get tested while I was on set for the next day. And, you know, drive home. And so that was the whole thing. But that was the other thing that had, overlapped General Hospital. None of the dates interfered, but it was close.
Oh, well, will you please tell your mom when it airs and when she gets the closer air date? Please let us know because, you know, we would love to know, when we can check it out and we can let our viewers know when to check it out and everything.
I'll definitely have her do that. But before I let
Nadia ask some questions, so are you doing school right now, or how is that working in California right now?
Well, we are still online, but next week is where you get an option to go in person or to stay home. But up to this point, it's been online for over a year now.
Well, my nieces and nephews, you know, I have 9 of them, and 8 of them, you know, 4 in Seattle, 2 are doing school 3 days a week, and then the other 2 are doing homeschool, and my 4 in Idaho. One is graduating this year, so she's back in school. And my nephew is doing school, but my 2 other nieces, like the hybrid. They love doing it because they get, done faster. So, and before I toss it over to Nadia, can you just give, I don't want you to get fired, and it would be my fault. But are we going to see more of you on Dental Hospital soon? Have you taped any more? I know you can't tell us what, but, you know.
Yeah, so I don't have any more upcoming episodes yet. However, they just, out of nowhere, they'll, you know, alert you that, you know, they need me. And then, at a moment's notice, I'll go and get ready again. But for now, everything I've filmed has been aired.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, I will toss it to Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
hi,
Nadia,
Hudson.
Go.
How are you? Oh, hi, Hudson. How are you?
Hi, Nadia. How are you? I'm great. How about you?
Good. Great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. So I want to say that it was great having you back on those scenes in General Hospital. It was great seeing you with, you know, with your brothers and with Jason. It was great having those scenes back.
Yeah.
Like Carl said, hopefully we see more of that. So you were on, like it was yesterday, the TV series. Can you just tell us a little bit about what that was all about?
Like it was yesterday?
Yep.
I was?
That's what it says here.
Yeah. Where do you see that?
On the IMDb. Or IMDb.
Oh. Wait a minute. I'm actually looking that up right now. That might have been a really long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, I think it was in 2021. You were young, Cole. Is that right?
Yeah, actually. I'm pretty sure when, they didn't have the name revealed then, so.
Oh.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so sometimes, like, they'll have an untitled project when I film it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes out, there's finally a new name. Sorry about
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah. But,
no,
you're
fine.
Yeah. 2021. Yeah. I filmed that, I think, last year in June.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you a whole lot about it because I can't remember a whole lot, but it was the first thing I filmed during COVID, I'm pretty sure, and that was the first time I had to get COVID tested, and I remember that. I was in Arizona. It had been really, really quiet for a few months, and
mm-hmm.
that came up, and I was excited to get, you know, something. And I'm pretty sure it was said that was, like, the first thing that had been approved to be filmed, like, during COVID, you know, like the lockdown and all that, like, the first thing ever that had been approved to film. And so that was cool. That was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Now, you were on... So you were on NCIS Los Angeles, is that correct?
Yes, that was another thing I had filmed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think I filmed that in October and November of 2020. And that was a blast. I only filmed like a few days, but. Yes, I did NCIS, and I really liked getting to work with the other kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
John and Connor, the bully, and my brother, and so there was that. And NCIS. I was really excited to get that because it was probably the first self tape I had gotten during. COVID, because I didn't actually audition for like it was yesterday. I had known somebody that had, you know, known me, and that's how I got into like it was yesterday. But with NCIS, I had to film, and I loved everybody on that show. The production was great. The on-set teachers I really liked, and that was a great experience too.
That's awesome. And also, too, you were on, how was it working on Grace and Frankie back in 2016?
Oh, Grace and Frankie was super fun. I got to meet Jane Fonda. I got to meet Lily Tomlin, Martin Sheen. You know, everybody on that show is just great. And you know, I didn't get a whole lot of time to work with like Lily Tomlin and all that. But I just saw her passing through to get to another set because I didn't have any scenes with her. But Jane Fonda, I first met her when I did my first scene in like 2015 or 14, I was really young. And Contrada Farrell, I got to meet her, and that was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years had gone by, and I gotten back to the show, and Jane Fonda remembered me, and she signed something for me saying, you know, my favorite grandson. And Jane Fonda was just great to work with. She was really funny, and she was just awesome. So Grace and Frankie has been one of my best experiences.
Awesome. So, what was your favorite scene on General Hospital that you filmed? Like, what was your favorite scene?
Oh, well, there's a lot of probably, maybe my first ever episode I ever did, and I had that dog that I was holding. I loved that dog. That was so cool. There are some other parts that were great. I had a lot of scenes with Franco that were really fun. There was that one where we had that duel with like those big paper that there's like the paper rolled up into like that thing. He kicked me into the couch as a joke, and I did not expect that, and that was funny. But I'm just all of them. I mean, but like I said, there's ones with Franco, like us drawing and that. Scenes with Will, the one where I found out that my dad, Jason, was actually Drew. That scene was awesome. So I'd say probably the one where I found out that Drew wasn't my dad, he was my uncle.
Oh, God, yeah. That was, oh, my God. I cried.
It was an emotional scene.
And what advice do you give young actors today?
Well, I'm pretty sure I said this a lot, but you gotta stick with it. But there's gonna be a lot of rejections, and roles are gonna come around, and this happens to me all the time. There's a role where maybe your dad is somebody super famous or films in, like, a really cool country and all that. And, you know, you get your hopes up sometimes. And more times than not, you know, you have to, you know, suffer rejection. And so you got to learn tough skin and that kind of spot. But also enjoy it and stick with it if you really love it. And, you know, and like I said, you know, you got to get used to the rejection of it, and it's a tough industry, and there's a lot that comes with it, and because you know you're gonna get discouraged if you really get your hopes up for stuff, and then when it doesn't happen, you know, maybe you lose motivation to do more acting, but you just gotta stick with it.
Exactly. And so my last question is, if you were to play any other character on General Hospital, who would it be?
Wow. I mean, I love Jake so much. And I would probably say, like, Sunny. Sunny's so cool. Or anybody. I more, like, wish scenes I would get to do with other actors still as Jake. Like, you know, I don't really get to do a whole lot of scenes with Sunny. You know, Maurice. And Maurice is just so nice. Yep. And he said some really nice things about me, and I love him, and I don't get to work with him a whole lot, so I wish I could, like, get more scenes with him
as another character, because all my scenes kind of stay and remain within the Weber family with, you know, my mom, my brother, my other brother,
right.
Franco, just all that. But getting to do scenes with Sonny, I've gotten to do a few before, and he's awesome. So I would say, as far as who I would want to get to work with, other characters I get to work with more, Maurice.
Mm-hmm. Maurice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Hudson, thank you so much. I'm going to hand you back to Carly because we do have other callers. So it was great interviewing you. Thank you for answering my questions.
And before we go to the callers, I just want to say, Hudson, when you and Zaytsen and Drew were at the baseball park, or the park, and you asked Zaytsen, what was it like to come back? Because, you know, you were kidnapped by the bad Elena Cassidine. So you both really were kidnapped. Those scenes were really good because, you know, you asked him, it was okay to ask him, and then, you know, both of them are brothers, and I loved how you kind of got them together. I thought that was a really awesome scene you did.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, getting to work with Billy Miller and just everybody, once again, is just awesome. And I enjoy and I love doing those scenes.
Well, yeah, if you don't get an Emmy this year for what you did 2 weeks ago, I will go to the Emmy people for you. And they will have a very bad day because even though, you know, tell your mom, so Emmy reel, you have to put that in because will just help you so much. I don't know the words of the Emmys, but I just was thinking that by Nadia was, you know, talking. So, yeah, and let me take 715, you on the air? 715? Hello? Okay, well, maybe they just want to talk. I mean, not talk. 937, you're on the air. 937, you're on the air. Okay, well, another one doesn't want to talk to us. Bobby, I'm going to you now. Bobby.
Hey, Hudson.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, great, great. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. My question is there one favorite? I know you mentioned this earlier about your favorite moment on General Hospital, but is there any moments that you have done or any possibility of working with somebody that where you would have more time to work with? I mean, what's the one person who you really want to work with more often on General Hospital that you have yet to work with or you wish you could work with?
Yeah, so I just said this to Nadia a few minutes ago, but I would say Maurice, who plays Sonny, Kim, when I got to work with him at Franco's funeral. He was super cool, Ken Shriner, and I would like to do more scenes with him and Marie.
Yeah. And do you want to continue acting when you grow up, even after you leave General Hospital, or you want to do something like directing, or you want to just leave the spotlight of the of Hollywood?
I directing is something that would be great to pick up. You know, it's difficult, but actors really appreciate when there's a director who is also an actor so that the director kind of gets a side of, you know, the actor's perspective. And, you know, they can relate to on another level. Like,
you know, when the actors are working with the director, that they know, you know, the director has been in their position, in their shoes. And so being an actor and a director at the same time is, like, I think it's probably, like, the best experience. But, you know, that's far down the road, and that's hard, and that's a lot of, you know, work. And but if I could, that'd be awesome. That'd be perfect.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Well, you have answered my questions, and you're welcome back anytime. And you're doing a great job on the show. And like Carly said, if you don't get Emmy this year, I don't know what's wrong with the Emmy people. So you have a great day, and you're welcome back anytime.
Okay, thank you, David. Good job, David.
It's Bobby.
Now we are bringing on the.
That's Bobby, not David.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if there's any other callers. No. So we are bringing on Veronica. Hey, B.
Hello. Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Hudson. Good afternoon. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you? I just wanted to say congratulations on General Hospital. I love the character Jake. You're doing a wonderful job. Definitely, I the scenes. I saw the scenes. The one that you got after Cameron. I was like, wow. How did you have to get after the other person? And it was how do you deal with it? You have to be mad at the other person on screen.
Yeah, sometimes that's difficult, but, you know, I can leave it on the stage and, you know, there's just, you know, be totally fine. You know, I love William, and, you know, I love when I get to see my scenes with, you know, my brother Cameron, and I know I get to see William and all that stuff. So, you know, as much as I'd like to be, you know, bonding with him and stuff, it's just as great getting to work with him no matter what, because it's just, you know, there's... It's very different actors and characters, and sometimes there's a hateable character, and you know the actor suffers from that. The fans, they go after the actor, and that's just. But anyway, like I said, I can be fine with you know Will, and then yell at his character.
No, that's you guys are doing great. The scenes, I was like, I totally understand because you know you're Jason and you know and Franco and. And then trying to help the character Liz, your TV mom played by Rebecca Hurst. And I mean you're doing a wonderful job. I mean tremendously, and definitely you deserve an Emmy. All you guys deserve Emmys. I mean tremendously.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah,
and I'm pleased. Yes, you're doing a wonderful job. Continued success, congratulations, and definitely, and many more years on GH, and definitely, and that you're doing awesome. You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks again. Really appreciate that.
And definitely come back. Any projects or anything coming up? Definitely, definitely please come back. You are welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, Veronica. And I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Oh my gosh, I almost called you Jake. Oh, that would have been bad. Hudson, I just remember you were on Grey's Anatomy a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
How was that? Because I love Grey's Anatomy. Okay, fine. I have a lot to catch up with. But how was that?
Oh, well, Grey's Anatomy was awesome. It actually...
Oh, her birthday event.
I mean, I love Grace. And I love it. And I mean,
Grey's Anatomy actually films on the same lot as General Hospital. And so sometimes when I go to General Hospital, I just have to walk like a few hundred feet. And then I can go and visit Grey's Anatomy sometimes and, like, you know, just say hi to the people and they remember me.
Well, I adore you. Everyone on the show adores you because you are such one of the best actors, and we really, 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 really hope that you come back on, and please tell your mom, who does a wonderful job helping you, that anything that you have coming up, please let us know so we can promote it on our page. And when you have something new coming on, please let us know.
Okay.
Yeah, I will. I'll definitely do that.
Okay, thanks for coming on, and you are welcome back anytime, right, Nadia?
Yes, anytime. Thank you. We appreciate
you talking
on.
To you.
And I hope you,
yeah.
Take care.
All right, you too.
Yeah, you too.
All right,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, my God, I love him. You know, man, can I just follow him up, please? No, okay, that might sound weird, but you know what I mean, people. He
yes.
is sweet. He's so sweet.
Yes.
I love that kid.
Yeah.
Being
absolutely.
You call
Hi,
me
mommy.
David. You call me David.
Call me.
Hi. Hi, Nadia.
Yeah, you call me
this
David.
This is Bobby, not David. That's, you
yeah.
call me
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Wait, did I say David?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's no longer
oh
on the show.
Why in the heck is going on? Okay, my mind is gone. Nadia will attest for this, right? Nadia, please attest that my mind's been gone for the last 2 days,
yes.
please. Thank you.
Hi.
We don't have David on the show anymore.
No,
it's just me, Veronica,
I know,
and Nadia.
Like I
Hi,
said,
Bobby.
Hey, Nadia. Hey, Veronica.
Yeah, my mind's gone. But I love interviewing him. I love how we get the, you know, kids on also because they are so nice. And we are having Purdue on May 3rd. And just for everyone to know, we won't be having a show on Friday the 30th. There's going to be no show, right, Nadia?
Right, there'll be no show on Friday the 30th because Nancy Lee Grant is rescheduling her April 24th to April 30th.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Yeah, so, you know, we won't be on air that, you know, night. And so,
nope.
And then, you know, we are going to get more people. And you know what? I'm enjoying this stage where we are. I mean, it's just fun. And we are having the time of our lives. And Maggie could not be here today.
Yeah.
Because she's at the doctor's appointment.
Oh,
and she's in the doghouse with me. Not but I did something else. I would say off air. And so then tonight, who do we have, Nadia?
Tonight we have Stephen Brinkenham tonight.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
Okay, not to sound stupid.
It seems so nice.
Yeah.
Not to sound stupid. What TV shows has he been on?
Don't know.
Do you
up.
Know what TV shows he's been on, Nadia?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know he does his, you know, own radio show, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, something like that. So
yeah.
That will happen tonight at 5, and then Friday is the day we've been waiting for all week because it's simply Friday, too. But
yay.
We have, who do we have Friday, Nadia?
On Friday, we have Ray Abruzzo and Oh, my God. Kathleen Gotti.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yes, and, okay, remember, my little Veronica, that you're a host? So don't worry. I'm always going to take your call, you know?
Okay.
And unless Maggie calls in, you will usually go last. Unless
okay.
Maggie's on, then you will
okay.
go second to last.
Okay.
You know?
I appreciate
so, you
it.
Know, and Bobby, I usually let Bobby go first because I'm, you know.
No, I appreciate it, Carly. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a guilt about, you know, Bobby being the only guy. But I just want to say that yesterday's General Hospital was amazing. And I want to be on the mattress with Michael and Willow. Oh, my gosh. I've never seen so good sex like that in a while. And, you know, it was awesome. It was, you know, amazing. It was, what's the word I'm looking for?
Hot.
Sexy and hot, thank you. I love, okay, these are the couples I'm shipping, and then I'm going to ask you guys. Okay,
okay,
for me right now, I'm shipping. Of course, my calls are number one, that will never change.
Yeah.
Number two, Willow, that's Michael and Willow, okay. I don't know what the thing is for the nickname for Brando and Sasa, but I'm, you know, that's the other one.
Yeah.
And Shades and Brooklyn,
yeah.
You know. And before people kill me, I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but I don't care. I do like the Jason and Brit stuff and the Dante and Sam stuff because, you know what? It wasn't working. It wasn't working ever since it was kind of working. But for me, Brett and Jason have this new element, a freshness. And when Sam is with Dante, she is not complaining about everything. And, you know, and I know Dante doesn't believe that Jason killed Franco. Sam doesn't believe it, you know. Michael doesn't believe it, you know. You know, the whole town is almost getting there. But what I loved, and I'm not a Scotty fan whatsoever, but I need to thank Kathleen Gotti on Friday for Dr. O opening Scotty's eyes to wait a moment. Jason did not do this. You know, I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. O probably has her own issues with Sunny and Jason from wherever. But I think she respects them. And we have a deal. That's enough.
Yeah.
But to test one little hair on my Jason and Sunny little head. And these other couples, I want Carson back together now. I mean, I'm done. So, really quick, Veronica, who's your favorite couples?
Carson, Sunny, and Carly. Michael and Willow. I want Britt and Jason together. Sasha and Brando together. And Chase and Brooklyn together, and huge, I can't wait for that, and awesome show today.
You know, this is why Veronica and I get along, so Veronica gives us the most of our favorite couples. Okay.
I know that in some areas, and I don't know if Nadia got this or not, but President Biden was on General Hospital with his announcement during the I know it broke in around where Nolly was, but it wasn't where Veronica and I was.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby, really quick, who, what cover do you like?
I guess I like Michael and Willow, and of course I'm going to have to always be on the Carson bandwagon.
Yay!
I really think things can work out pretty good between Britt and Jason if Jason gets out of jail. I also think I would like to see a Sam and Jason reunion.
Not me. I'm over it. Not me. What about you, Nadia?
My favorite couples are Michael and Willow. I really do wish that Sasha and Brando would get together. I would love that. I'm trying to think of who else.
What about Sunny and Carly?
Oh, yeah. Sunny and Carly.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's gone. Sunny and Carly.
I mean, besides, if you hated them, that would be a fraxo in this relationship. And I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding at the same time.
I really wish that Curtis and Brooke would get back together. I like them together, too.
Who?
Curtis and Brooke?
Brooke.
What the heck's her face? Oh, Portia.
Portia.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, I know who you meant. I think they're going to put Curtis and Portia together. And I think Tigard and Zordon are going to end up. I think Anna and Valentino are going to end up together.
Oh, yeah,
and the way the scenes are going right now with Finn and Elizabeth right now, because we don't know who Rodney Powers is coming back to play. We don't. You know, it's all a new wraps. I still think it's a setup.
Another couple that I want to see is whoever Cameron Madison is going to be playing. And if they bring back Hayden, I'd like to see a reunion between Ryan and Greenlee from All My Children over on General Hospital.
That'd be awesome.
Now that Cameron is about to come on to that show.
But, Bobby, not to interrupt you, sweetie, but remember, every time they try to do a couple, from a soap, from one soap to another, sometimes it doesn't work. It did not work with Past and Kayla when they were over the Days of Life. So, but sometimes it does work. You know? And we will see you guys tonight at 5 with Steven.
Yay!
So go west, go have lunch, go have dinner, go west for 3 hours.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Bye. Thank you. Wonderful show.
See you later.
All right, see you guys in a little bit.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.